Well, good afternoon. Thank you, Ellen, for that introduction. As my slides come up, it's really going to be my pleasure to share with you a resource that will be coming out in just a few months, early 2011, that's focused on sustainability and really through a collaborative and participatory approach that we've engaged in with our local, state, and national partners. We've been able to develop the sustainability guide and take a practitioner's approach towards framing sustainability within community action plans. I have no relationships to disclose. So I'm going to take just a few minutes to highlight a few key points. The first, just to introduce you to CDC's Healthy Communities Program and a background on sustainability, how we've framed it through the relationships we've had, again, with our local, state, and national partners, to talk about some key elements and principles for sustainability, to really try to define it and to give you insight into the definition that we were able to develop for this guide, and then to speak to a projected timeline for this key resource in case any of you would like to access this particular guide. So CDC's Healthy Communities Program, we really do believe we're trying to engage and promote a nationwide movement. We have several hundred communities across the United States, including territories, U.S. territories, that we're currently supporting through a variety of key initiatives from STEPS, ACHIEVE, REACH U.S., Strategic Alliance for Health, Pioneering Healthy Communities, and even our Communities Putting Prevention to Work, or CPPW. It's really these four key initiatives that we have been able to engage the broadest partnership and collaboration. Again, as you look across these four key pieces, you'll note that we have both community-based organizations, local coalitions and consortiums, local and state health departments, as well as U.S. Territory health departments that we have a very strong relationship with about emphasizing the implementation of policy systems, environmental change strategies, which we do believe is a key element around developing sustainability. But more importantly, our work is around creating and mobilizing communities to have a sense of ownership and a sense of common vision around the work they may engage in with chronic disease prevention. As we've had dialogue with these different partners, a few things that we've noted as just points of background is that obviously sustainability is a rising concern. This concern seems to be most prominent towards the end of any type of funding, but of course we want to think about sustainability being a key element at the very beginning of a coalition being formed, a community action plan being conceptualized, or even evaluation measures. We should be trying to conceptualize sustainability from the very beginning. And trying to broaden the definition of sustainability to be beyond financial resources sometimes becomes difficult because, again, there are different partners who, when you begin to have this dialogue around sustainability, the first thing that comes to point may be money. And so this guide really is around expanding that definition and thinking about, of course, resources will be a part of financial engagement, but also a broad sense of partnerships, having diverse membership, engaging local residents, and also, probably more importantly, conceptualizing a long-term vision for the work that would be a part of a community action plan. And again, this resource is something that was voiced by many of our partners who said, we talk about sustainability, we hear about it being emphasized, but we want more than just a toolkit. We want a step-by-step guide that's more than just a line at the bottom of an action plan. How do we create sustainability throughout all the work that we're a part of? And that is really the premise of this guide. So some key principles, again, that we've been bringing in a variety of local, state, and national partners, as well as unfunded partners that we work with, there's some key principles that seem to be emphasized over and over again. The first is the emphasis on policy. If we want to start to define sustainability, programs many times can create infrastructure that helps to then begin to create awareness, but to be able to sustain or institutionalize such work, policy has to be the focus. focus of community-based work. Also understanding that infrastructure is necessary that can adapt to changes. Those changes may be economic, political, or even chronic disease-based. And so again, we have to be flexible as we start to design infrastructures and start to integrate sustainability into normal operations. Again, that may be the conceptualization of community teams. It may be the broadening of partners you bring to the table, the ability to leverage additional resources, but having that diverse sense of stakeholders. And I think that the previous presenters have emphasized these points of having community ownership, but also have a broad engagement of multi-sector, multidisciplinary is so important when we begin to frame sustainability. And ultimately, it brings in a new adoption of a mindset. This mindset is a sense of commitment to a common vision, a sense of ownership that goes across multiple levels, having that leadership that also can be a part of the leadership or collaborative structure, the engagement of strategies that have a policy focus, and then again, having funding can be beyond just the initial resources. We have communities who are receiving $5,000, $10,000, $30,000 grant amounts, who then leverage hundreds of thousands of dollars based off the partnerships they bring together. So again, collectively across all of these elements, we'll be able to develop a sustainability plan. So to dive a little bit more specifically into the guide itself, again, here's a listing of the key partners, again, that we've brought together. Some of these, again, are some of our funded partners, local and state health departments, local coalitions and tribes, but also some national partners and entities that we work in a collaborative process at the national level as well. We started with monthly calls and really believed in a participatory approach from the very beginning. How do we even develop this guide? What is a process that would really create a collaborative mindset, and really it started to frame that we needed to have an advisory work group that were kind of the hands-on group to write the guide, as well as a project team that would be called in kind of on a quarterly basis to review drafts and give particular insight to make sure it had a practitioner approach. The first big feat we passed, though, was how are we going to define sustainability? Of course, you can go back to its origin from a linguistic perspective, or we could look at theory, but we wanted to have, again, that practitioner's basis for how we wanted to define it, and this is the definition we came up with. You'll be able to read it here, but I just want to emphasize a couple of key pieces. The first is ongoing capacity, and more importantly, resolve to work together. And I think resolve is important because many times we will have similarities and commonalities that bring us together, but I love the fact there will be some differences as well when you bring diverse partners together, and the resolve to get through and have a common vision is important to do this. Also, to establish and advance effective strategies to improve health and quality of life for all, and we wanted to create that language for all so it encompassed, from a community perspective, multiple populations of ability, diversity of ethnicity and race, socioeconomic and different populations. So the guide structure itself is very basic. We wanted to just be able to define sustainability in a very clear, succinct manner, to be able to provide a how-to guide. Again, there is some theory in this guide, but it's all in the appendices. We said if people want it, you can go to the back of the guide. We know you want the how-to, step-by-step, tell us what to do. So the meat of the guide really are sections on how to sustain your organization's efforts, how do you sustain a healthy community movement in your community, and then how do you do this work around a policy, partnerships, and other strategies. The steps that we really tried to frame came from one of our partners, the Center for Civic Partnerships, and follow these 10 steps around creating that shared understanding, positioning your effort, creating a plan through the voices of those that are at the table. And you can see here, ultimately, in having a very tangible plan that can be encompassed as part of a larger community action plan, not a line item at the end, not a premise of a single outcome, but encompassed throughout a whole community action plan. The timeline for this, we've actually been working on this guide for over a year. And as you know, with any type of collaboration, a participatory approach, sometimes your timeline gets extended, but it's very worth the extension of time. And so I've only given you a few elements over the next couple of months, wanting to emphasize that we are at the latter stages of getting input through our advisory and project teams. And we're working towards having clearance beginning in January, so the guide will be available to you and any community wanting to reach out and access it in March of 2011. How do you access the guide? You come to our webpage, which is listed here. Again, it's just www.cdc.gov, which is our general CDC website, but / Healthy Communities Program, it's all one word. If you come there, you will see probably flashing lights about the sustainability guide being available, but more specifically, if you want to go directly to the tool, again, it goes tools and then index. We do plan to have several conference calls and webinars about this particular sustainability guide. We'll have information about these calls on our website. Again, we would love for you to come and access those calls. And we do plan to evaluate this guide among our funded and unfunded partners. So if you're part of these webinars, we may actually reach out to you to get your input on the guide. As far as contact, please know that this is my email address. I've also included Marilyn Baton here, who is part of the dissemination team for this guide, so that if I don't have an answer to your question, I know she will. We'd love for you to email us and to be able to access this guide. It is public domain, it will be free, and we'd love for you to be able to use it. So with that, I'll see if you have any questions for me. Thank you.